This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 395 for Tuesday, May 17th. ICE Colonial Futures continued to rise on Tuesday morning, riding along with more gains in the Chicago Soy Complex. The July canola contract jumps $20.40 at $1,216.40 per ton, and new crop November advances $10.30 at $1,115.10 per ton. While there are small increases in global crude oil prices, European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil remain on the downside. Two systems will bring rain to the prairies this week. They will add to the delays in spring planting on much of the eastern half, while the western half will get some much-needed moisture. The Canadian dollar is higher on Tuesday morning. The loonie climbs to 77.97 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 77.59. In the monthly report from the United States National Oilseed Processors Association, 169.8 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in April. That comes up short of the average trade guess of 172.4 million bushels. Soy oil stocks of 1.8 billion pounds are also below trade expectations. Late yesterday afternoon, the U.S. Department of Agriculture issued its crop progress report. For the week ending May 15th, corn planted surges 27 points to almost halfway complete. Soybeans planted advance 18 points at 30% finished. Spring wheat planted gains 12 points at 39% done. However, two states lag far behind. North Dakota is at 17% and Minnesota is at 5% done. U.S. winter wheat eases back 2 points at 27% good to excellent, while 48% of the crop is heading. India clarifies its export ban on wheat, saying it will allow sales registered before May 13th to be carried through. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Tuesday morning. The July contract is up 18 cents at $16.74 per bushel. July soy oil gains about 0.75 cents at 83.75 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up $2.50 at $4.16.10 per short ton. Corn futures are lower this morning. The July contract is down 8 cents at $8.01 per bushel. Chicago oats are mixed, with the July contract stepping back 4 cents at $6.35, while the September contract is higher. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago July gives up a nickel at $12.42. Kansas City July loses 11 cents at $13.41. And Minneapolis July sheds 2 cents at $13.83. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, May 17th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.